Tuesday morning to you. Thank you so much for tuning in. You're listening to News Radio 92.3. Informative, local, dependable. I'm your host, Tammy Martin, with the Pensacola Expert Panel. It is our favorite hour of the week, the Garden Line with Mr. Mike Wiggins. We have such a good time. If you have a question, comment about pretty much anything landscaping,
bring it on.
Trees,
bring
flowers, it on. Grass, 437-1620, you can call or text. Good morning, Mike. How are you this morning?
Hey, good morning. How you doing?
Doing good. Hanging in there.
You ready for your 4th of July?
Oh, absolutely. Oh, it's going to be a good 4th. We're not gonna give the secret away.
You know, well, I was gonna say though, I know where you're gonna be.
I know with you.
I know where I'm gonna be.
Yeah.
Right here.
It's gonna be a great day.
It
we're gonna have a good
great,
morning.
It'd be a great way to start the day.
Absolutely.
No doubt about it.
Before you
head for the golf course or head to go take the boat out or go to the beach or just sit by the pool, listen to us.
That's right. Thank you.
I think the 4th of July.
I think we're pretty good to listen to, don't you?
Oh, I think so.
We might have a special guest with Mike that day as well, too. So I think it'll be a fun couple of hours.
Yeah,
so
you gave me that top secret special guest. I can't wait for that.
I did. I gave it to you. It's going to be a good time.
Absolutely great.
So you've been doing good.
No, I've been
But you've been a little bit too busy, huh?
Well, I've been busy. I'm doing a lot of stuff, but that's okay. It's fun. You know, some people who get retired say, golly, I just am kind of bored.
Yeah.
No.
You're never bored.
Not my problem.
I feel like that's my life, too.
Yeah.
It's not really, it's just that there's so much to do, not enough time. Not enough hours in the day, right?
That's exactly right. Exactly.
But see, you're retired, so you can just say, no, I'm going to go on my boat today.
You can. Sometimes you don't get away with
it. You got to learn to say no, Mike.
Yeah, exactly. I know.
So I heard there's a heat index of like 113 degrees today.
I'm so glad you said that. I did want to kind of crank off the show a little bit talking about the heat. It looks like we're sort of out of this stormy
Thank
period.
Thank goodness. That was too much.
Are pretty high today.
Are they?
Yeah, they are.
I didn't know
that. News Journal. I looked at the News Journal online today, and it had about 80%. I said, wait.
Really?
But after that, it all goes down. But the temperatures, daytime, 90 to 95. Nighttime can be high 70s or at least mid-70s. It's hot.
It's steamy.
It's almost July in Pensacola. What else do you expect?
I was at the beach on Sunday, and we were sitting out in the sun, and then we get in the water, and the water's cool. Actually, almost a little too cool.
Exactly.
But the second you got back out, the sweat started pouring again.
Exactly.
There was no reprieve.
No, exactly. It's either too hot, too cold,
it was weird.
How was the traffic at the beach?
Well, you know what? So I went around 11-ish, and I left at 2:30-ish, and there was no traffic.
Really?
It was just smooth sailing.
You went at 11?
On a Sunday. It was
on
like 11... Around 11, 11:30.
Backed up all the
but
way
you know, people are still in church and stuff. I think.
I guess that's true.
And then we left. We had to leave a little bit early, so we left around 2:30, 2:45, and we did not get stuck in traffic. So I think we just came at that right time.
Right.
But any other, I have been there in the morning, and its traffic is insane at the beach right now.
Is Fort Pickens? I know this is not Garden Line stuff, but we can move on in
right,
a minute.
Absolutely.
Is Fort Pickens open? Back
yes.
open? It is?
Yes, it's back open. Mm-hmm.
Good.
Yes. And then I did hear there was a record number of visitors this past weekend.
I don't doubt
which
it.
Will be tripled come Blue Angel weekend. But
well, I will say this. As much as I love the beach, and I do, even in my old age, I just love it. I don't think I'm going to the beach on the 4th of July.
You know what? I'm going to be here with lovely you.
I think it's just going to be a little too crowded. It's going to be, getting over there is going to be a chore.
Yes.
It's like trying to go on Blue Angel weekend.
Oh, man.
Oh, forget it.
I got to make that hike.
Exactly.
I got to make that hike at 4:30 in the morning.
4:30 in the morning just to get a parking place.
Just to get over there.
Exactly.
We're all going to be out there. So if you're out there, News Radio, Cat Country, ESPN, we're all going to be out there. So if you're listening and you're out there, come shake our hand and say hi. We would love to meet you.
It's always fun. Talking about the hot weather, though, insofar as gardening is concerned, we talked last week just the general philosophy of let's protect our landscaping investment.
It's so expensive.
By doing all the right things, by mowing right, fertilizing right, watering correctly. And last week, we didn't even have to worry about watering. I mean, we were getting watered every day by Mother Nature. But now that it's hot, very hot, and the rain has settled down, we've got to do a couple of things. One, we do have to take care of our investment. But I think number one, Tammy, we got to take care of ourselves. You just don't want to get out there at 11 o'clock and start planting plants and weeding, if you will, even mowing the lawn. I have a little rule that I will not start my lawnmower before 8 o'clock in the morning. On the weekend,
okay.
Especially, just
uh-huh.
some, you know, maybe the neighbors are
yeah,
sleeping in,
right.
That type of
Thank
thing.
You. Appreciate that.
Exactly. Well, I think I may violate my rule in for the next month or so, because if you can get out there as soon as you can see, as soon as the
right.
sun is up, boy, it is just such, it's much less hot. It's just,
it just makes
not
the chore
and
miserable to get out there any later.
Oh, it's miserable. So, you know, wear a little sunscreen, maybe wear a hat,
mm-hmm.
Just get out there early and work. Maybe a little bit late in the afternoon, but early in the morning is still the best time to do it. Just be careful and take
right.
care of yourself, mm-hmm. because you just don't want to get too hot out there, and that can happen real easy.
Very easily
I read
here.
The other, I think it was the local news about somebody got in real trouble.
Oh, no.
Just in their yard. Just got too hot and into mm-hmm. hospital and all that stuff. So you don't want any of that to happen.
No, so drink lots of
fluids. We got to take care of our plants. Drink a lot of water, mm-hmm. no doubt about it. And let's take care of not only our yard and gardens and all that, but let's take care of ourselves. That's
Absolutely.
Really,
I think that
really
is
important.
No
amazing. Doubt about it. One thing we may want to do, maybe when we get back from our break in a minute, we'll talk a little bit about grass types. A lot
yeah.
of people have finally found, with our grass growing like it has, what areas need to be replaced with mm-hmm. new grass. So we'll talk about some varieties such as that. But I will say this, Tammy. As you go through your neighborhood, mm-hmm. look at the lawns.
Okay.
They look terrific. It's amazing what 16 inches of rain
16
will
inches
do
of rain.
To make
can
your lawn.
Can fluff it right up.
I mean, even some of the lawns that, you know, if you've lived in the same neighborhood like I have uh-huh. for a long time, you know the good ones, you know the bad ones, and you kind of watch them and see what's going on.
Right.
But they all look really, really good. Even the bad ones have perked up.
No more brown spots.
It just shows you how important water is. How absolutely. And like we think we talked about this last week also, we had all that rain. I mean, 16 mm-hmm. inches of rain just every day, and really it made our lawns look great. However, we're now back into our normal cycle of rain.
Okay.
And so,
which is once a day.
once a day.
Usually at some point.
But don't neglect water in your yard.
Right.
I put my sprinkler system on yesterday.
Did you?
I sure did. My neighbor was doing his also. I just think we have sandy soil, mm-hmm. and that water just goes right through. And even though it rained for a week, it dries up so fast.
Yes, it does.
That you really do need to remind yourself to water. And talking about taking care of our investment, that is the best thing you can do. And don't forget, and I'm guilty of this too, you've got a lot of plants in containers, and the rain we had really did those well. But container plants dry out so much faster than anything else than the plants in the ground. And do that old-fashioned method of stick your finger in it. If it's dry, water it. And I have found some of my container plants, some of my tropicals, mm-hmm. bush daisy, for example, which is one of my all-time favorites. That's my signal plant. It tells me when to water and when not to.
Really?
Shows sign of water.
You have a signal plant.
It's a signal plant. It says, Mike, you need to water the bush daisy, but you ought to water everything else at the same time.
I've never heard of this.
Yeah.
Wow.
That's a Wiggins term.
I like it.
Because I can sit on my patio and look at that bush daisy, and it's kind of drooping over. I say, well, get to it. It's just water all those container plants. Absolutely.
Our friend Don said, drink water the night before yard work to hydrate early and often. And Joseph said, get you a battery-operated lawnmower. You and your neighbors will thank you for it. It's quieter, weighs 20 pounds less, and you don't have to mess with gas, oil, spark plugs, carburetors, air filters ever again. Just push a button and go. So thank you, Joseph, for that comment.
Well, let me tell Joseph something. I'm sure he realizes this. I know we got to take a break.
Yeah.
You want to do it when we get back?
I'll tell
a little story about the type of lawnmower that I have.
Okay. You're listening to News Radio 92.3, the Pensacola Expert Panel. We're going to take a quick break. We'll be right back with the Garden Line. If you have a question or comment.
When the night has come,
Welcome back. I hope you're having a wonderful Tuesday morning. You're listening to News Radio 92.3, informative, local, dependable. I'm your host, Tammy Martin, with Pep Talk. It is the Garden Line. It's Tuesday morning with Mike Wiggins. You have a question, 437-1620. You can call or text, send us a picture. We've had many pictures before of plants and grass and leaves, so bring them on. We love to have that. Absolutely. Thank you so much for the comments so far this morning, and we have the pleasure of having Mike for an hour and a half today.
Ooh, what fun. That'll
so it's going to be fun. We have plenty of time to answer your questions this morning.
Quick story.
Yes.
We're going to give some medical advice here on the garden line this morning. Funny thing.
We Googled it. Don't worry.
I had a little rotator cuff issue, which a lot of us old guys have. And so my physician, who's the greatest guy in the world, he really is good, very practical advice. I said, what are we going to do about this rotator cuff? He said, well, you know, here's some advice I will give you. And I thought it was going to be, here, take this medication or put this treatment on there. Mm-hmm. He said, insofar as your rotator cuff is concerned, hire a yard man.
He said,
never pull one of those cords again. So I did.
You have to pull those cords hard.
Exactly. So my yard man was a great guy. Great guy. He had to go out of business. Couldn't find people to work. It was really kind of sad. So anyway, so I bought a battery-powered lawnmower and a battery-powered blower. And I'll tell you right now, my doctor was right. Even though I'm still doing it, that battery-powered stuff, so you don't have to pull that cord anymore, is really the only way to go. And he's right. It's quieter. I still like to do it early in the morning, but it's quieter. It won't wake people up like the gas mower. And I'll tell you right now, those gas blowers are terrific. They really are. So anyway, just a bit of medical advice here from the Garden Line. But I totally agree with the caller. The battery-powered tools nowadays are powerful.
Right.
And they will really do the job. No doubt about it.
Yeah, I used to think I was all that when I used to mow the yard with my big brother, and I'd pull that string as hard as I could, as many times as I could. When it came on, I felt as big as him.
I hope your rotator cuff's okay.
It's cool. It's good. I was young, you know.
Absolutely. You can do anything.
Exactly.
A couple of things before we kind of get into specific varieties of grass. I just wanted to mention a few things.
Okay.
Number one, it is a great time to fertilize. We talked about this last week, but we're going into July, and some of our lawns need a mid-summer kick, if you will. The main one is St. Augustine and Zoysia. You need a little nitrogen on there. I like a 16-0-8. That always works. 16% nitrogen. There's a 15-0-15 out there. That's 15% nitrogen. Put that on. It's the same rate that you put it on in the spring. Water it in. If you could put it out, say, in the morning and you get that afternoon shower, that would be terrific.
Oh, yeah, that would
just
be nice.
Be terrific if you could do that. So you need to do that. But as we said last week, we need to remind everybody of this. Here in midsummer, centipede grass does not need a nitrogen fix in the summer. Two products that you might want to use, the ironite, remember that one?
Mm-hmm.
The ironite just has iron. It's a granular iron that will give a little greening to that centipede grass. And you can also use mill organite, which is a very organic material that comes from the sewage system of the city of Milwaukee. Been around as long as I have. It's a great product. But those two products are slow, and you don't need that quick kick that the St. Augustine needs. And if your centipede grass just looks great, which after this rain it might, you could probably even pass on that.
Really?
And just wait, and we're jumping way ahead here. Use the winterizer fertilizer probably earlier than you would think, like maybe in August. Mid to late August.
Okay.
Use a winterizer fertilizer, which in turn also has less nitrogen. But that has a lot of potash in it, which helps the grass get through the winter. So not time to get into all of that. But that's what you need to do right now. If you have the time, especially with that St. Augustine grass, is to give it that midsummer nitrogen fix that it really, really likes and really needs. Jumping around your yard also, a plant that I really like, I do, and mine is blooming very slowly. I'm only getting a few blooms. Are your Encore azaleas. And, of course, they're named Encore azaleas for the obvious reason. They have a second blooming Encore.
I was going to say, when do they bloom again?
That's right. Exactly. Mine's white, and it's coming back. I have a friend that has some other colors. She says his are really doing well. So Encore azaleas, if it's a lower mounding azaleas, which would do great in the front of a landscaping of a flower bed. So you could always use it there. Not full sun. I like filtered sun for that. A lot of people will plant dwarf azaleas in the full blaring sun, and historically they never work.
Okay.
Back in my younger, untrained days, I did a landscape job at the beach. I said, you know, these little gumpoas, I mean, little coral bell azaleas are so cool. Pink blooms in the, you know, in the spring and nice looking foliage during the year. Man, they had, I don't think they lasted 6 months.
Really?
Oh, no. It was in the pure sun.
I'm sure that was sad.
Pure sun. It was on the windward side, so it got all that salt air coming. No, don't do that.
You live and you learn, Mike.
You live and you learn. So don't plant those dwarf azaleas at the beach. I wouldn't plant any azaleas at the beach, to be quite frank with you. But the Encore azaleas are a good choice. If you have a little spot to fill in the front of your flower bed, a couple of those are always fun. So
awesome. We're going to take a quick break. But first, I want to remind you the Cat Pack Float is this Sunday on Blackwater River. Brent and Mel are hosting a fun, family-friendly day with Blackwater Canoe Rentals. Thanks to Culver's, we'll be having some delicious treat at the end. Get your $10 tubes now. You can call Blackwater Canoe Rentals or you can win.
Listen, baby.
Welcome back. You're listening to News Radio 92.3, informative, local, dependable. This is Pep Talk. I'm your host, Tammy Martin. I'm here with Mike Wiggins. It is the Garden Line. If you have a question about anything related to your plants, to grass, to trees, to leaves,
whatever,
call or text 437-1620. We'd be happy to hear from you this morning. We do have a friend that texts in, Milorganite on St. Augustine okay during the summer. Is it okay?
Oh, absolutely. As we just said, I prefer a little higher nitrogen to put on St. Augustine midsummer. Okay. But there's absolutely nothing wrong with putting Milorganite. It's a good, slow-release, organic-type product. Nothing wrong with that at all. And treat it just like a bag of fertilizer. I'm going to have to do this by memory. I think it's a bag of Milorganite covers about 5,000 square feet, which is about a front yard for average suburban front yard. And then you just water it in, and you're in business. But it's a great nutrient for turf grass. It really is. And as I said, it's been around forever and ever and ever and has been used by generations. So, yes, it's fine. Go ahead and do it.
Yeah, great. So thanks for texting that in. We love your questions.
Absolutely.
And your pictures. And
whatever you've got.
Whatever you've got.
One more quick word about the azaleas. We were talking about Encore azaleas. Keep in mind that where's the year going? We're heading into July.
I know.
You need to kind of start thinking about pruning those azaleas.
Already?
Now.
Wow.
I say now, probably in July. I would I'd have it done by then because they set their buds for 2024 midsummer.
Really?
Yeah. Now, keep in mind, there's a couple ways to look at that. One, it wouldn't hurt at all to prune them back. In other words, if you've got them in front of your home, you don't want them, these azaleas, to get taller than the windowsill. Mm-hmm. You just don't. So you need to keep them pruned down. So it doesn't hurt the plant to not prune them. But what you do, if you prune them, you're going to lose color next year. So you can prune them if you wanted to. Doesn't hurt the plant, but you might lose some color. So that's why you do it middle of summer.
Perfect. We have more to come here on Pep Talk with Mike and the Garden Line, so stay tuned. We have a Fox News update followed by a local news update in our newsroom.
When you just give love and never get low, you'd better let love depart. can't get you out of my heart.
Welcome back. You're listening to News Radio 92.3, informative, local, dependable. It is the Pensacola Expert Panel. I'm your host, Tammy Martin. I'm here with Mike Wiggins. It is the Garden Line. If you have a question, comment, 437-1620. You're welcome to call or text.
If you are of my generation, you remember Lenny Welch. Just fabulous. Back in our college days. Back in the 60s.
It was so relaxing. I just wanted to leave it on
and sit here for a few minutes. He's got, as you get into the song, it gets even a little cooler. It's just a great song. So I was listening to my Pandora, the Lenny Welch channel, and it had some of the greatest old stuff ever. So
I love it. Mike always comes in with these wonderful songs. I just keep writing them down. Like, what do you want to hear next? Yeah. Let's find something. They're always an oldie but a goodie. That's what I call them.
That's right. Kind of like your gardener over here.
You are an oldie but a goodie, Mike. That's why we keep you around.
I don't know about the goodie part. Older. Yes, no question about it. Okay, where were we? We were going to talk about grass.
Grass type.
Varieties.
Varieties. See, I say types. He says the actual landscaping word. Varieties.
Varieties
Excuse
of grass.
Me.
Okay, here we go. We'll talk. We've got three basic ones, really four, but we'll go with three. Let's start out with centipede grass.
Okay.
A couple of things about it, just a couple of characteristics about centipede grass. And the reason we're talking about this, we've had all the rain. I think your lawn, quite frankly, is back as good as it's going to get. So you still may have some spots in your lawn that you need to replace the grass. Or you may have a new home and your landscaper is saying you can do this, this, or this. And or you may just be tired of what you've got and want to move on to something else. Anyway, whatever the reason, there are various varieties of lawn grass that one can purchase and install. And we'll start out with centipede grass. The first thing I always put down with centipede grass is it's cheaper.
Cheap.
And of course, that makes a big difference for...
That matters to me, actually.
Especially one that has a big, big yard. It is cheaper. Centipede grass is one that has the color of centipede is a little lighter green than, say, the real pretty dark green of St. Augustine. It's a grass that likes our soil here in Pensacola.
Uh-huh.
We've talked many times on the Garden Line about that we have a soil that is acid, pH, a low pH, which is great for centipede grass. And so you don't have to ever worry about lime on centipede grass. So you can save that money. That kind of keeps it cheap, if you will. It has low fertilizer needs. And we talked about that a minute ago, low fertilizer needs, because you don't need to put all that nitrogen on in the summer.
Mm-hmm.
So it has a low fertilizer need. One of the problems with centipede grass, I have no scientific evidence of this, but some of the books speak to it, is the longevity of centipede grass. If you put a time limit, that's a better word for it, a time limit on centipede grass, some people say after 7 to 8 years, it just starts to deteriorate. It just does. It's just a fact of life. That's what centipede grass does.
So it's not as, it doesn't have the lifespan that other grasses do?
Exactly. So if I can ever get my words straight, it's the longevity of the centipede grass. Okay.
Do you know, I was looking up centipede grass. And it gives this really crazy name. Do you know it? You know all these crazy names.
For centipede?
Eremocla. Eremocla.
That's crazy names. That's a Latin name. I don't know it.
I was like, he knows it.
Centipede grass is centipede grass.
Right.
Okay.
I thought you were just doing that for us.
I got a few more things about centipede grass.
Yeah.
But let's do. We got some questions.
We do. We're getting questions. Thank you so much for texting in. For Mike, is there anywhere local where we can buy Florida native plants like milkweed and other pollinator attractors?
Boy, that's a great question. We talked about that a little bit last week about milkweed and such. And I apologize here. In Gulf Breeze, near Mike's Gardens. Remember the old Mike's Gardens? It was right by where the bridge goes into 98. there was a smaller garden center, and for the life of me, I cannot remember the name. I tried to remember it last week, and I was going to look it up, and I didn't. But they concentrated on plants that drew butterflies, native plants, plants like milkweed, and I wish I could give you the name of it. I promise you by next week I'll have it for you, and I hope they're still there. I went and had to pick up a few things for a job one time, but I don't know if they're still there or not, but it was run by a super nice lady who was unbelievably informed on these type of plants. I hope it's still there.
We'll go over it on break in a few minutes and see
we'll
if there's one that rings a bell.
See if we can find it. Okay.
Definitely.
But anyway, that's where you'll find it. The second place I would go is to talk to Larry out of Pensacola Seed and Garden. If you're looking for some things, he may be, and he doesn't have it. He's local. You can talk to him. He does the ordering. He might be able to order those for you from a supplier. So Larry at Pensacola Seed and Garden. But first of all, I hope we can find the name of that place.
We'll look it up.
And maybe some of our listeners remember that. Mm-hmm. And I just hope they're still there. Because, boy, she was terrific with her inventory of plants like milkweed and stuff.
Okay. Lisa from Milton said, hello. This time of year, I use plastic water pans under my potted flower pots. So that's smart. It gets to keep them hydrated.
Absolutely.
Yes, absolutely.
No question about it. Good idea. Anything you can do to keep those things watered and hydrated is important because they dry out so fast.
And Steve's text in, good morning. I need to replace my gas lawnmower. Should I replace it with a gas mower or electric mower? I have a small yard. Thank you.
Well, like I say, I think for many reasons, not many reasons, but one, you don't have to pull the cord on a battery-powered lawnmower, and that's great. Two, it's better. It's good for the environment. Let's face it, you know, you're not having to use gas and that type of thing.
Right.
You don't have to keep it gassed up. All you do is put the battery back in the battery charger, and then it's taken out of the charger, put it in the lawnmower, and you're off. So I would think in today's world, that might be the better choice. Now, I will say this. I have had gas mowers, and now I've got my battery powered. When my St. Augustine grass gets a little high, sometimes the gas-powered mower, and I'd love to hear if anybody else has had this experience. I mean, the battery-powered mower will leave some of the sprigs still there. It doesn't cut quite as sharp.
Yeah.
And maybe it's the blade I've got. I don't know. But it doesn't seem to cut all of it as sharp as a gas-powered mower. But I think that may just be me. Maybe you need to sharpen your blade every year, and I haven't done that this year. I would go with the battery-powered mower.
Right. A friend texted in, Mike's closed early this year. So I don't know, was it called Mike's?
No, she's absolutely right. That was Mike's Gardens.
Okay.
That was a great garden center, and he did close. He wrote a great book, and we're gonna reference his book later today or on our 4th of July show. But it wasn't Mike's. It was down 98, just a little bit. I'm going to say west of Mike's. I'm almost sure it was west of Mike's on 98 where that little garden center was.
Okay.
But Mike's Gardens was a great garden center. He specialized in trees, big trees.
Uh-huh.
He had big tree removal and tree planting and was a good guy and wrote one of the best books on gardening.
Really?
From Apalachicola to New Orleans. That was what the book was all about. And when I get into landscape rules, we talked about doing that maybe over our 4th of July show, but maybe even a little bit today if we have time.
Oh, yeah.
His book has great colored pictures of different palms and plants to plant and how to design landscaping. That's the good news. The bad news is when I called him the other day, and I talked to him, I said, Mike, I really want to talk about your book on the radio with Tammy. He says, it's not in print anymore.
Oh,
he says, I don't have
any.
He said, I don't have any more.
No.
So.
Well, that's just sad.
I've got mine.
We're going to get to it for sure.
Right.
You have yours. So.
You
listening to News Radio 92.3. This is the Pensacola Expert Panel. I'm your host, Tammy Martin. I'm here with Mike Wiggins. It is the Garden Line. Thank you so much for texting in your questions. You're welcome to text in questions. Give us a call or pictures. We like pictures as well. 437-1620. What do you think of that song?
Meatloaf never got to the big good part of the song.
I know, but I was like...
You and I, we can't sit here and play music all
we
day.
We wish we
Although we
could.
Want to.
Yeah, we want to play. I just want to sit here and play music with Mike.
That's Meatloaf. He is so good. Two out of three ain't bad.
That's
a great song.
He is schooling me on these songs because I haven't heard half of them, so I'm excited. We got some new songs.
Very good.
Yes. Back to the question we had earlier about Mill Organite on St. Augustine.
Yeah, and my response to that was, yes, it won't hurt a thing. It'll be good for it. I prefer the nitrogen in the midsummer, but it's not critical. The Mill Organite will be slower acting, but it'll be it's a great product. So, yes, go ahead and use it.
And Willie would like to know, text in, is Mill Organite recommended for centipedes as well? If so, how often? Thank you.
No, Mill Organite is one of the two that I really like for centipede midsummer. Absolutely. Because what number, like I just said, it doesn't have a whole lot of nitrogen. It's slow release. And so it's perfect for centipede, which doesn't really need that high-powered nitrogen in the summer. So, yeah, use it for centipede. Use it for any of them.
We're sitting here and talking about music, and we've completely forgot to look up what we said we were going to look up on the break. But we have another break coming up. Is it Paulina's Flowers? No. We're going to have to research it. The flower place you said on 98?
Oh. What
Flowers by Yoko.
Yeah, I think that may be it.
Is it Flowers by Yoko?
Okay, are they still there? That's the question.
Let's see. Open now is what
what
says.
What does it say about them?
Let me go back here.
Of those native plants?
It says open. We'll go to the website and check it out.
Okay, let's do that.
Yeah, for sure.
It's a cool place. And it was
it says been proudly serving Gulf Breeze area since 1990.
Okay, I bet you that's it. I just bet you that's it.
Absolutely. So we will research that for sure. We do have a phone call this morning. Good morning. How are you? Happy Tuesday.
Good. In Milton, there's a place called Native Plant Company, and they sell the local plants that grow in our area.
You know, I hate to say this, but I'm not familiar with that, but I'm so glad to hear that because it seems more and more.
It says it just restocked.
Very good. Where are they? Do you have the address or general area?
I got the number. I don't have the address, but I got the number.
Oh, share that with us, would you?
850-572-8376.
Perfect. Thank you.
And the name of it again?
Uh-huh. It's called the Native Plant Company.
Awesome. Thank you so much for that. We appreciate you letting us
know. Uh-huh. Bye-bye.
Thank you very much. You know, we're getting more and more questions on the Garden Line about native plants.
Yes.
And plants that draw butterflies and that type of thing. So I'm glad to hear that. Native plants.
572-8376.
Terrific.
Bruce, text in. Flowers by Yoko is on the right immediately after aggressing the middle bridge in Gulf Breeze. I'm sure. I think that means exiting the 3 mile bridge in Gulf Breeze. Flowers by Yoko.
Okay, and I'm assuming he means you take a right when you come off the bridge.
Right.
Yeah, and it was on the right.
Was it? So that probably is it.
I bet you that's what it is. I hope I'm right, and I hope that dear lady is there that helped me that time, who knew it all about native plants, because it's a broad subject. It really is, and there are very few experts around, and your garden centers, especially your big box stores, you know, probably aren't going to have a clue about some of these plants. So
right.
I'm glad to hear about Flowers by Yoko and also about the Native Plant Company in Milton. That's great.
Yes, great.
Good.
Thank you so much for calling in. If you have a question, comment, you're always welcome to call or text 437-1620. You're listening to the Pensacola Expert Panel. I'm your host, Tammy Martin. I'm here with Mike Wiggins. It is the Garden Line. So if you have any gardening questions, you are welcome to call or text. And it looks like we have another phone call. Good morning. How are you?
I'm doing fine. Listen, the place that I believe y'all are talking about in Gulf Breeze was the Garden Gate.
Okay.
And
okay.
It was a wonderful place that had native plants, and all the ladies in there. Carol Simpson was one, and they were very knowledgeable. And so I'm pretty sure that's where you're thinking of.
You know what? I think you're absolutely right. I think I remember mm-hmm. Carol being there, who was a real expert in this subject. Is it still there?
No, the building is still there, and now it is a wonderful gift shop that part of the proceeds of every sale go to help women and children who are sex trafficked.
Oh, wow.
Really?
Okay.
Really?
It's called Magdalene's, and it's a wonderful place, but Garden Gate is gone.
Well, it's too bad they're gone. But
thank you for letting us know
letting us know all about that. That's good. That's great information.
Absolutely.
Very good.
Thank you very much. Have a great day.
Thank you very much. So,
you too. Bye-bye.
If you're going to go for the native plants, the Garden Gate, she was right, what it was called, mm-hmm. you got to go to Milton. I think, unless there's some local garden center that folks could tell us about. But it sounds like Milton might be the place to go if you're going to go for the native stuff.
Yes, thank you so much for coming.
This is the dawning of the Age of Aquarius. Age of Aquarius.
How did I deserve this? You're playing all my favorite songs this morning. I really appreciate it.
I'm like, this is a fun one, Mike. This is great.
Just to mention, nobody's better than them. They were terrific.
If you're just now tuning in, you're listening to the Pensacola Expert Panel. I'm your host, Tammy Martin. I'm here with Mike Wiggins. It is the Garden Line, so we are getting amazing questions, phone calls. We do appreciate that. If you have a question or comment, 437-1620. And we have the pleasure of having Mike for another 30 minutes. So,
well, it'll be an honor to be here for the next 30 minutes. I do want to say this about our callers and texters. It is great when they share information that we don't have.
I love it.
With us.
Yes, thank
about
you.
About the native plant shop in Milton and about the old Garden Gate that was such a help. And now that it's a gift shop that is sponsoring a great cause. Mm-hmm. So we appreciate people sharing that type of stuff
Absolutely.
With us. We really do.
Catherine said the owner's name of the nursery is Emily Peterson. I'm not sure which nursery, Catherine, because we might have been talking about it. We talked about multiple ones, but we appreciate that. And then a text from a friend, Flowers by Yoko is just Floral Designs, so we appreciate that. Chinese ground orchid is supposed to bloom spring to fall. Mine is inconsistent. What do I do, Paula?
That's an orchid?
Yeah, Chinese ground orchid is supposed to bloom spring to fall. Mine is inconsistent. What do I do?
Just wait it out. Wait it out. I was given a gift. It wasn't me. As a matter of fact, Mary Ellen was given a gift of an orchid. And I put it in an area in the house and right by a big kind of a sun window. So on the easterly side. And it has bloomed its heart out. But then it'll stop. And then you just have to kind of, then it'll come. You say, well, it's not going to bloom anymore. It was a nice gift. Throw it away. No, it comes back. So I think you just have to wait it out. It's going to bloom when it wants to.
Okay.
Just watch your water. Be sure you don't want to flood it, but enough water, because it's got to have real good drainage, and that's what you got to do.
Absolutely.
One threw a party in the county jail. The prison band was there. They began to wail. Jumping and the joint began to swing. You should have heard this knocked out jailbird sing. Let it rock. Everybody let it rock.
Welcome back. You're listening to News Radio 92.3, informative, local, and dependable. I'm your host, Tammy Martin, with the Pensacola Expert Panel. I have the pleasure of having Mike Wiggins with me today for an hour and a half extended show. So get your questions in. You have any garden questions, 437-1620.
How did Elvis know you were
going to
be here an extra
up.
Half an hour? I was scared he wasn't going to show up at all. But
right.
There he is.
Yes, absolutely.
Jailhouse Rock.
Yes. So we always have to have Elvis show up.
Oh, of course. No doubt about it.
We love your questions. We love your pictures. 437-1620. You can call or text. So let's talk a little bit more about centipede grass, because I don't even think we got through it yet.
No, we didn't, as a matter of fact. We'll kind of start at the beginning very quickly. Centipede grass is cheaper.
Mm-hmm.
Centipede grass likes our type of soil, acid soil. It likes that. It has a lower fertilizer need than St. Augustine. And then it has the longevity problem, which I have found to be generally true, but not always, whereas 7 to 10 years, centipede just develops these big bare spots, and it's just something that happens. Nothing you can do about it. Mm-hmm. So you have to be aware of that. Also, centipede is the worst grass to have in an area where you've got traffic. Remember we've talked about
that? Yes, like, you know, animals, children.
Yeah, for example, if you got your garbage can behind a gate and you go out that gate, you know, once a week and pull the garbage cans out, put them in, and you keep that traffic going through that one area, especially in the wintertime. Summertime, not so bad. But wintertime, and then in the spring, that grass won't come back. So you've got to be very careful. And really, with all these grasses we talk about, you should be careful about that. But centipede is the worst. But the one thing about centipede that a lot of people really like is that you can seed it. You can put it out with seed.
Mm.
St. Augustine has had on the marketplace a centipede seed, but it's, I mean, a seed for St. Augustine. I don't think it works. It's always just the same. But centipede, a lot of people do seed it. A couple things about seeding centipede grass. One, you've got to wait until it's warm. And you told me, Tammy, you went to the beach and you did jump in the water, right?
Yeah.
Okay. And that's our benchmark for sowing centipede seed. When you're comfortable jumping in the Gulf, when it's not too cold, that's the time to put out centipede grass. That's probably one of the silliest rules you've ever heard. But the point is, you put it out in February, it's not going to do a thing. So by the time the rain, the wind, the birds get to it, you won't have any seed left. So wait.
Okay.
Until it's warmer, so you can get quick germination out of it. Centipede seed is interesting because it looks expensive. It looks like it's expensive because you buy a little bag of it, a 1 pound bag, it's going to be $25 to $30, but it covers a couple thousand square feet. So if you have a real small backyard, one bag, maybe two, would probably serve your purpose.
Okay.
But the key to centipede seed working is preparation. If you've got an old nasty grass, you don't even know what it is, it's just stuff, you're going to plow it up, get rid of it. Be sure you get rid of all of it, that it's nice and clean and soft the way the turf is. Then get a rake and you rake it one way,
okay,
north to south. Get a little hand seeder, take your centipede seed, and mix it with builder sand. That gives it some bulk.
Okay.
And put that into your little hand seeder and start cranking it up, walking it over that area that you just raked north and south. When you finish with that, go back and give it a light raking, very light, east to west. That's all you need to do. And then water, water, water. You're going to get some weeds coming up because you've got that fresh dirt and you've got all the water going on it, but you can't spray it with weed killer. It just can't be done.
Right.
You're going to have to either pick them out or just wait till the centipede seed comes up and it kind of takes over the yard. But, excuse me, centipede grass seed works, but it really does take some work to get it going.
Okay.
So, but that's why sod is used much more than seed. Sod is instant.
Right.
One day you've got nothing.
Nothing.
The
and
next
then
day you've got this gorgeous yard. But, you know, if you're looking at dollars, that's a good way to do it. I did have a friend. Well, we'll get to that in a minute. I was going to talk about some bahia grass.
Okay.
But we'll talk about that in a minute. Okay. You want to go to St. Augustine?
Yes.
Okay. St. Augustine's got the best color. I love the name. My favorite St. Augustine variety was called Bitter Blue. And it was so green, it was almost blue. Back in the day, you were able to buy centipede by variety. Nowadays, you can buy a classic. You may be able to buy Raleigh. The state of Florida had a system whereas they would guarantee that if you ordered Bitter Blue, you had a document saying this is pure Bentra Bitter Blue. If it's something else, you had that. But they don't do that anymore. I think a lot of the St. Augustine grasses have in production have kind of grown together. And so now you're talking about buying one called Classic, St. Augustine Classic, mm-hmm. which is a good St. Augustine, but it's not like the old Bitter Blue, which we all liked.
Right.
One thing about St. Augustine, it's a kind of a urban legend that's not true, is that if you've got a lot of shade, big oak tree shade, that's exactly the grass you need to use. No, you don't want to do that. It doesn't like shade. Okay. Every one of these turf grasses we talk about wants the full blaring sun. Now, because I always use the old rule, this is a Wiggins rule, that if you've got 70% shade, you're going to have 30% grass. If you've got 30% shade, you may get 70% grass. Point is that a shade on turf may weaken the end product that you have. So if you have a full sun area, fine. Now, if you have under some trees you want to put in sod, call that friendly tree surgeon we talked about mm-hmm. And get him to do some pruning to let more light in.
Also, you remember when we were talking about bird watching a few weeks ago?
Yes.
Okay, so Catherine wanted to let us know that something you asked about 2 weeks ago, and she's so sweet to remember this, local birding club is the Francis M. Weston Audubon Society. I'm going to look into this.
Catherine may know that I think she and I have some mutual friends.
Okay.
Who are members of the Audubon Society here. And like I say, it is a great organization insofar as they go on road trips to look for various birds. And they study this thing, and they know all about it.
I think it would be interesting to have on a pep talk about
birds. Oh, it would be great. I'd love to have him a guest on our show.
Okay.
I would love to do that.
Thank you, Catherine, for that information. I'm going to look into that, definitely. I think
and you know something we haven't said in a long time, we're getting away from our grass, but this is important, is how much we appreciate the contribution that Catherine makes to our show.
Yes.
She constantly has the answers when we don't.
Right. Yes, thank you for
Catherine,
for that.
Thanks for backing
and
watching.
Only Google
She's got my back,
so
I'll
much.
Tell you right now. Catherine, thank you. But she's great. Great person and just is a loyal listener and contributes, and we appreciate it.
Awesome. We are going to take a quick break. But first of all, I wanted to remind you that the kickoff your 4th of July with the Firecracker 5K on Saturday. It's July the 1st, and it's presented by the Ronald McDonald House Charities of Northwest Florida. And there's still time to register and even become an event sponsor. You can get more information on Ronald McDonald House at Cat Country 98.7.
My favorite race.
Oh, really?
Of all my running years, I ran for 30 years.
Okay.
I loved the Firecracker. My friends wouldn't run with me. They say it's kind of hot, and, it's going to... No.
We'll talk about 5Ks when we get back
to
you.
We'll have a couple more questions.
This is
a great, great race.
Listening to News Radio 92.3, informative, local, and dependable. I'm your host, Tammy Martin, with the Pensacola Expert Panel. I have Mike Wiggins with me. We're having a wonderful morning. I hope you're having a wonderful Tuesday morning. You can text or call 437-1620. We love your questions, your pictures, your comments, and thankfully, you have the answer to some things we don't have.
That's exactly right. And that's the most appropriate song we've played all morning.
Yes.
Sly and the Family Stone. Hot fun in the summertime.
Hot fun in the summertime.
And that's what we've got in Pensacola right now.
Yes. So we have a couple of questions. The first one is from my friend that texted in. What about Palisade Zoysia?
Oh, it's a great choice. It's a great choice. I know our friends at Werner Turf, who are a great sod supplier to Pensacola and surrounding territories. sell the Palisades. It's a good choice of Zoysia. And that's where so many people are going. We haven't gotten to that yet on our list, and we may not get there till the 4th of July. But Zoysia is a great grass, as I call it, almost a substitute for St. Augustine, which, when we get to talking about St. Augustine, mm-hmm. has just a host of problems that Zoysia really doesn't have.
Okay.
So it's a great grass. And it looks, if you've got full sun, it looks great. It really does. It's got a lot of advantages, a few disadvantages. One, I'll just mention it because the texture talked about it. Mm-hmm. One of the disadvantages, and it doesn't always hold true, is that Zoysia will start going dormant earlier in the winter than the other grasses. It'll show that it's going to get cooler. And then in the spring, it's a little later coming back from dormancy. Not everybody experiences that, but as a rule, that's one of the disadvantages of Zoysia. Okay. But it's not that big a deal.
Okay.
Zoysia's a
less for you to cut, I guess.
That's exactly right. And you cut it low, too, of course.
Yeah.
You don't have to worry about cutting it as high as we do some of the other grasses.
Absolutely. And a friend texted in, when you buy a newly built home, they lay the centipede grass on the red clay that was spread across the lot. How do you build up the root base?
Well, what you've got to do is do everything right. I wouldn't put clay down. You know, if you had your choice, you would put brown sand down. But if you've got red clay, there's really not, obviously, there's not much one can do about it. Just use the right fertilizers in the spring, 1608, just like you do on St. Augustine. In the summer, do what we've talked about today. Use your iron. And then winterizer in the fall. Now, that winterizer in the fall is really going to help her situation because it's got a lot of potash, which really helps the root structure of plants, of grass, if you will, and that gets that root structure strong. It makes it go through the winter with less problems. But if you're trying to establish a root system, that's a good way to do it. So,
okay, great.
In August, when you don't let that pass, August, early September, use that winterizer, which is the formula is 10-5-14. You'll notice that the bigger number is at the end of that formula, and that's the potash that will help the roots establish.
You're so smart, Mike.
No, I'm not.
Yes, you are.
Thank you, though.
I'm just sitting here in awe of all that he knows and his wealth of knowledge of all the grass and exactly what to do with
it. People that know
it,
the people that are listening to us, they are fabulous.
Scott texts in, when you're talking about dead spots in the grass, I took this picture and wonder, what do you think of it? So I'm going to show it to him. That usually helps. But if you have a question or comment, you are welcome to call or text 437-1620. You can send us a picture, as Scott did. Give us a phone call. If you've noticed, Mike has 40 years of landscaping experience. He was the mayor of Pensacola, so he has a wealth of knowledge and knows all the big words that I don't know. Right, Mike?
Because I was a mayor.
Yes, of course, right?
I use some big words, yeah. Okay.
I have a Google.
Okay.
It's the only thing that saves me.
Okay. Now, you want to answer that question if we can?
Yes, okay.
All right. Number one, what the texture, he's on the phone. What he sent us was a picture of green grass with a spot maybe 10 inches mm-hmm. in diameter. And around the edge of that, the grass is just as green as it can be. Uh-huh. So that should eliminate any fungus and eliminate any diseases. You know what I would say happened there? Maybe a dog, a pet. I don't know if the person who texts us may say, no, that's not me.
Yeah.
It wouldn't happen here. Maybe somebody spilled some gasoline on a spot like that.
Okay, so it just looks
It's the kind of spot that, if you got that, mm-hmm. go get you a one piece of grass, jigsaw puzzle it, and plug it right in there, and you should have that fixed.
Okay.
But it doesn't really show signs
of
bugs or fungus.
Which is a good sign.
Oh, it's a great sign because that means it's not going to spread, and you can just repair that little spot. And quite frankly, if you just kind of put a little bit of sand there, a little white mm-hmm. builder sand, that grass will cover. That grass will cover probably before the year's out. So you may not even have to do anything. But kind of turn that grass in that damaged area. Throw the sand in there, and it'll go.
Very good.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Interesting.
I remember one time lightning struck our grass. There was a spot.
Lightning struck your grass?
Mm-hmm.
I've never seen that. Really?
Yeah, because it bounced. It hit the truck in our driveway and it destroyed all the electronics in the truck.
Oh, really?
There was a spot on our grass.
Is that right?
We could have just cut it out and replaced it, right? Like a puzzle piece.
Yeah, put a little sand in there and let it cover. Yeah.
Absolutely. We're going to take a quick break here on the Pensacola Expert Panel. If you have a question, we have a few more minutes. 437-1620, you're welcome to call or text. I want to let you know that tomorrow they're asking the question, who's the better driver, you or you?
Sugar. Oh, honey, honey. You are my candy girl, and you got me wanting.
Welcome back. It's the Pensacola Expert Panel. I'm your host, Tanny Martin, here on News Radio 92.3. I have Mike Wiggins with me. It's the Garden Line. It's Tuesday. I hope you're having a wonderful Tuesday morning. It is beautiful outside so far, so we're enjoying that. If you have a question, comment 437-1620. You can call or text. Catherine said, great show. Thank you for the kind words.
Thank you, Catherine. And Scott, thank you.
Scott said, thanks for that. You checked his picture out and figured out what it was, so just replace it with, with grass.
Or just kind of, you know, get a little trowel and kind of loosen up the soil. Put a little white builder sand in there.
Mm-hmm.
That grass will cover in no time.
There you go.
There you go.
We've got the
there
answer.
You go. One thing we might want to mention, I know we're almost out of time.
Yeah, we have a couple of minutes. A
couple of minutes left. Before we leave St. Augustine,
okay,
because this is very timely, St. Augustine does not like our soil here. Remember, Centipede does.
Okay.
St. Augustine does not. So what we do to get that pH number up is put lime on there.
Okay.
This is a fine time to do it. But the rule of thumb is, and we've said this on the Garden Line before, never put out fertilizer and lime within 2 weeks of each other. They kind of tie themselves up chemically.
Okay.
But you need to get that pH up for St. Augustine, because if you do, then it's able to absorb nutrients better. In other words, take advantage of the fertilizer that you put on there in a much better way if that acidity stays low. So anyway, lime is needed for St. Augustine. This is a good time to do it. But if you're going to fertilize, put 2 weeks between, you know, it doesn't make a difference which way you go.
Okay.
You go lime first, then fertilizer.
Okay.
But I'd go fertilizer first. So I think we're about to that time of the year when we need to do it.
Okay.
Then do the lime.
So what do you feel like is the best grass for our area if you had to pick one? Zoysia?
Well, yes. If you had asked me this in the last, you know, 10 years ago, 20 years ago, 30 years ago, I said, no question, St. Augustine is the best. But with Rhizoctonia, brown patch fungus, chinch bugs, sod webworms, the environment, if I was doing a yard today, I was like our listener had a brand new home, I'd do Zoysia.
Zoysia.
If I had the sun, if it's shade, I would probably go to St. Augustine, realizing that even St. Augustine is not a perfect grass for shade. If you've got a lot of shade, I'd landscape my way out of it. Maybe on the 4th of July show, we can talk about how to do that.
Okay.
But there's ways to just don't worry about grass at all. But you can do it in a very tasteful way that makes it look really good.
Perfect. Thank you so much for joining me for an extended Garden Line, Mike.
I enjoyed it. This was fun.
I just love having you on. It's always a pleasure. And thank you so much for listening and sending us your questions and comments. We have more to come here on the Pensacola Expert Panel.